Sayyidul Malaika, the chief of the angels, gives advice to Sayyidu Waladi Adam, to the chief of mankind. Gives him advice. And subhanAllah, when you think about how profound that is, I mean, we're blessed to have access to those conversations because it's advice for all of us. And Jibreel gives advice to the Prophet ﷺ? Yes, he does. In fact, the Prophet ﷺ was seen going to his neighbor's house, the Jewish neighbor, by the way, over and over and over again, taking them things, serving them. And the Sahaba asked him, Ya Rasulullah, we noticed that all of a sudden, you keep going to your neighbor's house. He said, Hada Jibreel. Yulsini biljar, Jibreel was coming to me and advising me, take care of your neighbor, take care of your neighbor, hatta dhanantu annahu sayuwarithu, until I thought Jibreel was going to say, now you assign inheritance to him. The Prophet ﷺ also was once seen saying, Ameen, Ameen, Ameen. The Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, why are you saying Ameen? He said, well, Jibreel was making dua. And Jibreel made dua against three people. The one whose parents reach old age and he doesn't honor them. Jibreel said, Raghima anfu. You know, subhanAllah, Jibreel alayhi salam made dua against that person, maybe humiliated. The second person, the one who Ramadan comes and goes and he's not forgiven by his creator. It's such a merciful month. It's a month of mercy. How can Ramadan come upon you and leave you and you're not forgiven by your Lord? The third one, the one who hears the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and doesn't say sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Jibreel alayhi salam found that offensive. But what's it like when Jibreel decides to tell the Prophet something, when he gives him life advice? Now this narration that I'm about to share with you is towards the end of the life of the Prophet. We know that because of the age of the Sahaba that narrated it. They were young children that narrated this narration. It happens when the Prophet now is established, he's successful, everything is done, right? رَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا. People are coming into the religion and throng, everything is done. Jibreel comes to the Prophet ﷺ and he says, Ya Muhammad, O Muhammad. Now by the way, does Allah ever say to the Prophet ﷺ, Ya Muhammad in the Quran? No. Ya Nabi Allah, Ya Rasulullah, O Prophet of God, O Messenger of God. So why is it that Jibreel has the audacity to say, Ya Muhammad? In fact, the scholars say when Jibreel says, Ya Muhammad, he's telling the Prophet ﷺ, this is outside of the capacity of revelation. What I'm about to say to you is from me, Jibreel, to you, Muhammad. So that's the only time he doesn't say, Ya Rasulullah, is when I want to tell you something just between me and you now. Okay? So he says, Ya Muhammad, five advices here. عِشْ مَا شِئْتْ فَإِنَّكَ مَيِّتْ. Live as you will, but know that one day you're going to die. One day you're going to die. He says, وَحْبِبْ مَا شِئْتْ فَإِنَّكَ مُفَارِقُ. Love whom you will, but know that one day you will be separated from that person. So the first ones, don't get attached to this world. Your purpose lies beyond this world. Don't get attached to people of this world. Because eventually they will leave you and you will leave them. وَعْمَلْ مَا شِئْتْ فَإِنَّكَ مَجْزِيٌ بِهِ. Do as you will and know that you will be compensated and rewarded accordingly. The compensation is in the hereafter. Meaning what? Everything comes in the hereafter. All the reward comes in the hereafter. Keep doing what you do and know that the reward is in the hereafter. So the first one, عِشْ مَا شِئْتْ فَإِنَّكَ مَيِّتْ. Live as you will, but know that one day you're going to die. وَحْبِبْ مَا شِئْتْ فَإِنَّكَ مُفَارِقُ. Love who you will, but know that one day you will be separated from that person. وَعْمَلْ مَا شِئْتْ فَإِنَّكَ مَجْزِيٌ بِهِ. Do as you will, and know that one day you will be rewarded accordingly. وَعْلَمْ أَنَّ شَرَفَ الْمُؤْمِنِ قِيَامُهُ بِاللَّيْلِ. Know that the nobility of the believer is his standing up in prayer at night. It's not in being a ruler. It's not in having thousands of followers. It's not in being a king. It's not in having this or having that. The nobility of a person comes from his standing up in prayer at night, invoking his Lord. وَعْلَمْ أَنَّ شَرَفَ الْمُؤْمِنِ قِيَامُهُ بِاللَّيْلِ وَعِزَّهُ. And as for his dignity, استغناؤه عن الناس. It's his being independent of people. Financially, emotionally, mentally, physically, your izzah, your dignity as a person is try not to be dependent on people. Try to absolve yourself of needing people in any way whatsoever. That's profound life advice right there. SubhanAllah, that's something that we can all take to ourselves.